This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian greeting you on this terrific Tuesday afternoon. Praise be to God. God has woken us up to a new day. Amen. We are full of the grace and the power and the blessings of God. And we've got two gentlemen. The one is Evangelist Denver Dreyer. He was with us last week. And we're going to continue, with his testimony and what God is busy doing. And then we've got also his companion. You know, Jesus sent them out two by two. And we've got also Evangelist Sean Goosen here with us today. And they are, guys, I am just really, really expectant, you know. And what I want to release quickly, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14, this is, I pray, I kneel in the presence of the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth receives his name. And I'm asking God to give you the gift of wealth of his glory. I pray that he would give you the inner strength and power through his spirit. Amen. Because Amen. It's not by power, not by might, by his spirit. And yes. So this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a jam-packed, I don't want to say program, because program is so programmatic, a jam-packed session with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we are more than two. We are four in the studio. And the Bible says we're two or three gathers in his name.
He's in our midst.
He's in our midst. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Salt and Light. It is Tuesday. And today we say, this is what the Lord can do.
Hallelujah.
This program today is going to just amplify that our God is alive, that he's real, that he's true. He's still the God that delivers. He's still the God that restores. He's still the God that brings freedom and liberty to lives that are bound and broken. And we just declare today over this program that God is going to set the captives free,
Hallelujah.
That chains will be broken, that demonic locks will be broken and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Yes,
and today we're going to hear the story, the testimony of what God has done in two lives that were broken, shattered, on the brink of destruction, and how God just breathed new life, restoration, and transformation. And that is to, you know, that signifies and declares that our God is real and that our God is true. We're going to go to a song quickly. It's called Restored by Matthew West, and then we're going to give over to our wonderful guest who's going to minister and share with us what God has done in their lives. Don't go away. We will be back after the song. We are back. We are back. I trust that you enjoyed that song. And this afternoon, we have Denver Dreyer in the studio and Sean Goosen. You're going to hear the story. In fact, Denver was with us last week. And, you know, God just moved powerfully. He shared with us his journey of drug addiction, you know. And this afternoon we unfortunately ran out of time. So this afternoon, Denver is going to complete that journey. So Denver, we left off last week. You were talking about your struggle with your heroin addiction, that it went so far that you ended up on the street, and you said even this very building that we are in was one of the buildings that you slept in, and that, your life just went downhill. Can you share with us what happened from there, and how did you come back to the Lord?
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Sir. Yes, so
come on, let me just say that God had to raise up an intercessor.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, unless the Lord has left us a seed in Romans.
Sure.
Unless the Lord has left us a seed, every single one of us, the Bible says we would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah.
We would have been.
So humanity was bound for destruction without Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The Bible speaks about Christ in us, the hope of glory and not defeat. Yeah.
Hope.
When God created me, He did not create the original design for Delia, for Preston, for Sean, for myself, was never ever destruction. Yeah.
Yeah.
When God created us, He created us with that purpose to serve the purposes of God in Christ. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I want to tell you, when I was in addiction, I fell short of the purpose of God for my life. Yeah. And God had to raise up an intercessor. So many different. But the main intercessor that I want to greet this morning is my precious mother, Mrs. Gloria Dreyer.
Hello, Auntie Gloria.
Hello, Auntie Gloria. This is a lady that went, you know what, my mom's motto, and I will say it again very briefly, tough love must always be measured with a lot of love.
Yes, I love that. I love
where
that.
Do you draw the line?
I love that.
Where you say is enough. But then God's love, like Pastor Brian just said earlier on, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. And Romans 5:8 declares that even while we were yet sinners, there was a display of this love. And God utilized my mother to be that intercessor and to display the love of God. My mom went to a support group for 2 years, and there she became equipped. Yeah.
Amen.
And God just started giving her the understanding on how to relate to a son that was bound by addiction. Yeah. I was the first generation of drug addict in my family. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So they did not know how to deal with this.
Yeah.
So my mom had to become equipped, and somehow she connected to the support group. Yeah. And there she was taught what things to put in place. Yeah.
Sure.
You know, the Bible says my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then she was equipped, and from there we went through the structures of getting to the Badisa, the social workers, from the social workers. It was a process. It was a process, Pastor Delia.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, and maybe we can just expand on that process.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't just fall out of the sky. You know, I was living just down the street here in Belleville as a heroin addict. Extreme circumstances.
Sure.
You know, and she had to go through this process where she needed to get the social workers involved. You know, for some people, it's maybe the miraculous. You know, where you just lay hands on that person, you speak a word, and the person goes. But for me personally, I had to go through the process. Yeah. The social workers, before I went to the rehabilitation center, I had to go to Stikland to wean me off the heroin for 7 days. From Stikland, I had to go to the rehabilitation center. From the rehabilitation center, and I'm still in the aftercare program where I'm currently still, after all these years, still part of the support group.
And it's how many years since you are free?
My journey started in 2014, yeah.
2014.
Yeah, sure. I went into Yesketh King in 2014, and I actually came out of prison. You know, I had 34 court cases, as I said previously last week. And, so I went from court directly to the rehabilitation center. I got into Yesketh King. I saw a sign there that says Salvation Army. And immediately I heard the Spirit speak to me, you know, a voice that I was familiar with, you know, because I come from a Christian background, you know. And this voice said to me, Denver, it's going to take an army to get you to where I want you to be. Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
It's amazing how the Spirit of God never leaves you, eh?
Yeah.
You can be so far gone.
Yes.
That's why the psalmist says, even if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there.
Yeah.
You are there, God. So even in that process of, you know, being bound and addicted, you still heard the voice of God. That's
my
so amazing.
God.
Yeah.
He's amazing love.
Sure.
Sure.
Now, look, I mean, the prodigal son was he was gone, and he came to his senses.
Yeah.
You know, he came to his senses. And somehow, you know, the process for me started when I went into that safe space of a rehabilitation center. You know, I think, you know, I don't want to go too deep into this, but if there's somebody that is struggling with addiction, my advice is try to do an intervention where you can, it's when you do the intervention that you need to do an assessment on the severity of the person's level of addiction, you know. You know, for me, it was extreme. I needed to go to the detox center at Stikland for 7 days where they detoxed me with Suboxone or the Subutex. It's a medication that they give you. Some people don't need rehab.
Yeah.
Some people, you meet them on the street, you lay hands on them, and they're free.
Yeah.
Other people have to have a psychological
intervention. Yeah.
And for me, there was a physical intervention that I needed because my dependency on heroin was so intense. When I sat in front of the doctor at Stikland, the psychologist told me, you need 2 years to be weaned off this drug. You need to be on this medication for 2 years. And I thought to myself, but 7 tablets of the Suboxone was already 700 rand.
Yeah.
And I needed one every day.
Sure.
Now imagine you do the math, 2 years, every single day, taking this medication. You're not a medical aid. What does the cost? Some persons die fro with the issue of blood. She spent all, everything, you know. And then God said to me, now you are ready for the miraculous because of the desperation that you are in right now.
Wow. Amen. Wow.
You know. Enter the faith so dimension, you know.
So can you agree, Evangelist Denver, that it's going to take a requirement of yourself as well? You have to come to that place of being just tired of this life. You know, there has to come a resolve on the inside of you that I want to change. I want to transform. I don't want to live like that. And can you agree that up until you don't come to that place in your mind that there is nothing people can do for you?
The prodigal son came to his senses. He came to his senses.
Yes.
So if there's no internal awakening, you can lead a person to the water, but if he does not understand that he is thirsty at that moment and that he needs to bow down and drink from this water, then as alles te vergeefs, yeah.
Sure.
They will just manipulate the system. That drug addict will just manipulate the system if they're not at a place where they are saying, you know what, I need this now. You know,
if I could just add,
yes, Pastor Brian,
you know what, you started off so powerfully, Evangelist, with you saying there was somebody that was standing in the gap.
Yeah.
You know, there was somebody praying.
Come on.
You know, because yes, you can lead the person to the well to drink. You know, you can take the water step, but unless he drink. And I really feel in my heart to say that to the listeners also there, that maybe they are hopeless. They, you know, like, you know, they're hearing your testimony, but like, Lord, how I want to say to every mother, father, every person there, that God hears the prayer and the cry.
Amen.
When there's an outcry of earth to heaven. Amen. When there's an outcry, and I want to say to every mother, every person that is, you know, involved in, you know, people that is addicted on substance, you know, never lose your outcry, because heaven will respond.
Amen.
In its time. Yes. And it's that outcry, I believe, Evangelist, that brings that awakening. You know, because the Bible says, like you said it, when we were dead in our trespasses, it's an outcry, and it's so the outcry of the Holy Spirit, you know, that cries out, you know, the greatest intercessor, the Holy Ghost, that intercedes for us according to his will and his purpose.
Yes.
We unfortunately have to take a song break.
Thank you.
And it's called I'll Wait For You by Anthony Adelaar. Guys, please don't go. God is really ministering and God is teaching us. As Denver said, people perish because of a lack of knowledge. So as we are listening to them, you know, God is increasing our knowledge and our foresight as to what to do in the situation.
And how to do.
And how to do. We'll be back.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here. Once again, it's such a great honor and a privilege to have these amazing two guests with us, Evangelist Denver Dreyer and Evangelist Sean Horson. You know, and you know what I love about the Bible and what I love about Christ, you know, and the power of His majesty, that there is always hope in whatever hopeless situation you may find yourself in, you know. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcome Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen. And so we are all here in the studio by the grace of God, but also through the testimony, you know, that God has placed. You know, without the test, there's no testimony, you know. And yes, Evangelist Denver, you know, you were out on the streets, pushing this trolley, you know, you were down and out. But, you know, through this process, God has blessed you. You know, when I look at you, I just sense the presence of the Holy Spirit and what God has done. The power of God, you know. And if there's a living witness today, beloved, you know, here's a living witness today. Denver, God has done amazing things in your life. Can you just talk about us, to us and the ladies and the gentlemen that is on the online? What has God done, I believe?
Since,
you know, I know you've got a beautiful family, there's a ministry, there's such a lot of things. You talk to us, evangelists.
Thank you very much, Pastor Brian. Very, very briefly, you know, the gift of recovery keeps on giving. Amen. The gift of recovery keeps on giving. Amen. And I just want to finish off with this before I give over to Sean, before we give over to Sean. Isaiah 1 verse 18 says, it says, come now, let us reason together. Pastor Brian, I looked into that word, reason.
Reason.
The word reason in that context means to work, to sort of like bring something into a safe space that is problematic, and then to bring it into a place where there is a solution. Yeah.
Praise God.
So when God is saying, you know what, let us reason, together. He's saying bring this problem that you have into the space of my presence, and you will see the solution the outcome here.
Thank you, Lord.
I could not see what I looked like on the other side of addiction without the presence of God ministering to me. I received this word, and I'm going to say this in Afrikaans.
Come on, sir. Say it.
Die Bybel sê dat vir diegene wat hom dien, dat hy 'n nuwe toekoms vir hulle uitkerf. God carves out a new destiny and a purpose for you.
Amen.
If you come into the gate of repentance, if you come into the gate to say, you know what, the mind needs to change. And for me personally, 2017, my wife, you know, of 7 years now, Tracy, ek wil net praat van Tracy Dreyer. This woman was, I was her first boyfriend, Pastor Brian.
Uh-huh.
Ek weet, ek ken vir Pastor Dele nou baie lang. But when Tracy was 16 years old and I was 16, I was her first boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. And then life happened, yeah. 2014, fast track. So I reconnected with her when I just went into the rehabilitation center. So hierdie vrou het 'n journey saam met my geloop van die begin af.
Wow.
And we went into courtship for 3 years. She was married before, lost her husband to cancer 14 years ago. And, you know, when I met her, she had an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I became an instant father. We are a blending family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus. How God just took a no-good drug addict. Yeah. And to give the Here for me a mandate to be a father to those kids. And he blessed us with a home. Let me tell you something, Pastor Brian. Die Here het vir ons gebless met 'n huis. The Lord has blessed, and we're still staying in that house, yeah. So I'm so grateful, Pastor Brian. I'm so grateful for what God has done, yeah.
Sure.
And you know what? To bless us even further. Four times, my wife was said by the doctors that she cannot bear children. Yeah. At the age of 42, 43 years old, my wife gave birth to our daughter, Hannah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In Ostan, Indi, I'm speaking about the gift of recovery that keeps on giving. I was standing in Tigerberg Hospital, and my wife says to me, What shall we name the child? And immediately the name Hannah drops into my spirit. And I went to go look up the word Hannah, and it means God has favored us with child.
Yeah.
Hannah will be 7 years old now.
God is amazing.
Yes, so I'm going to leave it at that, and because we've got this very special young man here next to me, you know, David had Jonathan, Denver's got Sean. You know,
praise the Lord. Afternoon, evangelist Sean. It's such a great honor and a privilege to have you here. Amen. Just fire away.
Good afternoon, listeners, and thank you for this opportunity. And I greet you in the name of Jesus. It's that name that set me free as well. You know, and what I see being released here today. I just want to read from the Amplified in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says, May the God of hope, if you've lost hope, there is a God of hope, and he will fill you with all joy and peace in believing.
Amen.
You have to believe in him. You have to believe that there's a way out. And through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. The Lord has come to set people free.
Amen.
And he's calling that backslider. He is the healer of that backslider. He is the restorer of the prodigal son. Mm. I myself also come out of a background of 22 years of addiction. And I struggled with a lot of substances. You know, sure. The doctors also put me on all kinds of Schedule 5 medication. I was on that for a big part of my life. And today I am 4 years clean from all substances. I don't use any more medication either. And I've seen the Lord's hand of deliverance in my life. You know, when we look at addiction, you know, it's like idolatry. And I had to come to a point, Apostle Brian, where sure. I had a contrite heart, where I found myself 2 o'clock in the morning crying out to Jesus, telling him, I don't want this anymore. Mm. Let me tell you that addiction is a lie from the devil. And when lies come in, then Satan enthrones himself. But sure. We as salt and light can dethrone him in people's lives.
Yeah.
And I want to decree that for the mothers that are listening, if your kids are struggling in addiction, I want to encourage you that God hears your prayers.
Amen.
You know, God is a God who restores. And there's many, many testimonies that me and Denver see as well. Today we engage people on the streets in Kraaifontein Prayer Walk Network, where we've seen a lot of testimonies, a lot of healing. You know, hurt people, but yeah. healed people.
Amen.
And you know, I would just like to send out a greeting to our friends in America. I know they're listening. And
praise the Lord.
Yeah, and also my wife and the leaders of my church who walked the road with me. You know, they really helped me to overcome, and God took me into His body. And that's where he cleansed me, you know. Mm-hmm. If we look in Deuteronomy where, you know, they were serving idols, we, you know, God gave them, he said, you got to seek me with all your heart and all your soul. You know, this is one of the keys to overcoming addiction is you got to seek the Lord. You know, and I seeked him with a contrite heart.
Amen.
I thought he wasn't listening to me, but he heard my cries. You know, and we can also hear from Denver's testimony. It's amazing. To hear how God can take someone so deep and restore him, give him a family, give him a job. This is what Jesus does, you know. And where there's brokenness, Jesus is close to the broken.
So did you also go to a rehab center? Was that also how you...
Mm. Part of my journey did include a rehab center, yes. You know, God answered my call and for help. But, you know... It's not always the way that we think it will be. His yeah. ways are higher, you know. But I definitely saw signs. I asked God, give me a sign, you know. Is this where I should be? And it's seeking the kingdom first, you know. Mm. And even for that addict, if you're listening, don't let the devil tell you, lie to you, that shame is you can't go to God because you're so dirty. No,
yeah. Yeah.
You can go to him, you know. And it did include a rehab, but what happened to me afterwards is I relapsed when I came out of the rehab.
All right.
And, you know, there was judgment that came on my life, but I realized that. And in that moment, I cried out to Jesus again. And then he took me through the process of being delivered in the church, you know, where a prophet came and said to me, I want to see you in church every Sunday. I know you haven't got money to go away, but let's just take that step of faith. And, you know, when I looked again, a whole year passed, I'd been in church every Sunday.
Wow.
And I was a year clean, you know. So you got to walk out your deliverance.
Yeah.
You know, it's a daily thing.
People don't realize that going to the house of the Lord,
yes,
it's a godly pattern.
Yes.
Just like, you know, a lifestyle of sin and addiction is also a pattern.
Yes.
Mm. We can also create and walk out godly patterns.
Yeah.
And going to the house of the Lord every Sunday or being a part of the house of the Lord, it's a godly pattern that you are carving out for you and your family.
Yes, sure.
That brings blessing.
Amen.
I just felt in my heart when you were speaking, Evangelist Short, I really believe that it's in that place.
Yes.
Of addiction. It's in that very place of darkness where God wants to display His power and then use you and me that comes from that specific place, you know, and bring healing and restoration.
Hallelujah.
Then you are, you know, it's now that you're not ministering from head knowledge or book, but from what God has done in your life. And I just sense that, you know, and I believe today that as we were speaking through the airwaves, that is a release of the power and the presence of God that's going to touch somebody and it's going to influence somebody, you know, and turning that person's life around for the good.
Amen. We just need to go to another song break, and it's called All This Time by Britt Nicole. Enjoy it, beloved. We'll be back. Praise God, praise God. We are back. Just a couple of comments that I'm reading on Facebook. Justin LaRue says, am I saying it wrong?
That's right.
So powerful. God wants us to establish His kingdom in us so that we can see and experience how great and mighty He is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for everyone that's tuning in. Yvonne Weiberg saying, wow, powerful. Ricardo Bennett, our fellow
Brother
colleague.
Ricardo.
Amen. Is also tuned in and he says, good afternoon, Apostle Brian Preston and Pastor Delia and the men of God in the studio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your comments. It's much appreciated. So over to you guys. So clearly, we can hear that rehabilitation and also the substance abuse groups that you are attending has really supported and helped you through this journey. Can you share a bit more about that?
You know, when God sets you free, He sets you free for a purpose, And very, very often that purpose is basically translated in your ministry. So God gives you a ministry. I read it this morning in John 2 verse 20, where the Bible says that you have received an unction, an anointing from the Anointed One. And that unction that you receive is a very, very specific call that God gives you to now release a word of encouragement into the area very often where He's called you from, you know.
Yeah.
And now you're able to speak into that, you know. And I just want to speak about the support group very briefly, you know. I've been part of the support group, the Eikendal support group, for since 2014. I'm also one of the leaders with Jacques Buerta, Pastor Delisha, and many others. And, you know, God has given us a mandate, you know. And we want to run with this blueprint, you know. I was trying to understand what was the continuous source of power in the book of Acts, very briefly. There was two things that stood out for me. It was the place of prayer and the time of prayer. Those two components became an active source of continual power that began to redefine the culture. So I believe God wants us to have a place of consistent prayer and a place and a time of prayer.
That's powerful.
Very, very powerful.
Very.
So we sort of like did that same structure within the support groups where we have a place and we have a time where we meet every single Wednesday. And then we sit in a circle and everybody shares their story.
But I believe it doesn't stop there, Evangelist, because you guys are, I see on Facebook and I've been to one or two way back, Yeah. You know, I remember way
the
back.
Outreaches, yeah.
The outreaches. Mm. But you guys are taking Kraaifontein by storm through prayer walks, and I see, and I, yeah. You know, and you guys inspire us because at Light Ministries, we basically do the same, you know, and then we just take it a notch up. You know, we're having an open air service, so we're just having service because I believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And that's exactly how
and
fear
how will
comes.
They hear?
Fear comes by hearing the voice of the media, by the television,
enemy.
Whatever nonsense they are telling or teaching our people, you know. But faith comes by hearing the word. And so when we walk in our communities and when we have open air services, you know, as we minister the word, faith comes to the heart of men. Encouragement comes. And that is about, tell us about that, what you guys are busy with.
Very, very briefly, in 2016, I went back into prison for a case that I had. And then when I went into prison, I went in there with a Bible. And, you know, for 9 months when I was on trial, God released me to minister in prison. And I had a captive audience for 9 months. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
And,
glory.
You know, it was a very intense time for me. I ministered to hundreds of inmates when I was incarcerated. And during that time, seeking the presence of the Lord through fasting and prayer, you know, because we just saw an amazing outpouring of the Spirit there in prison where I was in. Many people got saved, people were released, and so many things happened there. And then in 2016, the Lord gave me a vision after 8 days of fasting of the prayer walks that we're currently doing now.
Wow.
And the Bible says that that John was on the Isle of Patmos. And the word Patmos means the place of my killing. Mm. It is a place of restriction. So when I was in Paulsmoor prison for 9 months, it was the place of my killing.
And it was an old case that came
It was an old case that came out.
And it's just like the enemy. You always want to try the old, you know, remember. Remember.
Yeah.
You know, bring the old.
The former things.
I wanna say something different because I was at Loftal. And Pastor Gustav was talking about extreme measures that you cry out for God to use you. And I remember I was one of those people that said, Lord, use me. And then those people came to my door. And and you know what Michael Pitts always used to say, don't curse your crisis. And then we went, I received the download for the prayer walks there. And we've been running with the prayer walks now. I think we've built up momentum now since 2020. Yeah. I remember Pastor Brian and Delia was part of the outreach that we did in Heatherley Court in 2020, November.
Yes,
remember
yes,
that
yes.
big outreach
yes,
that we
yes,
did?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now,
yes.
From there, the prayer walks launched into the area. Yeah.
Okay.
And we've been busy with Brother Carl Solomon, who is myself and him, we basically the coordinators, and we've networked with Sean and many others. And the word that the Lord gave me when I was in prison was Luke 5:7, I saw a vision of the end time harvest where the Lord says, then they signaled unto their partners in the other boat to come and help because the catch was so big. And the Lord just showed me a vision of the end time harvest being so big that we needed to collaborate and network with other churches to bring in the catch that God wanted to do, wanted to bring in here.
So
and it's very, very simple. You know, I said to Sean, we operate with the system of the dragnet. The dragnet gets thrown out into the harvest, and it goes to the bottom of the sea. And we don't just drag the millionaires. We drag the prostitutes. We drag the broken,
bottom.
At the bottom, bottom, bottom. And amazingly enough, when that net comes in onto the shore, then there's a team that sorts out the good ones from the bad ones. So then we integrate them into the local church that we partner with for a specific area that we prayer walk in. And then the follow-up gets done through that local church.
Can I just want to say something quickly? You know, the kingdom of God is vast.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to say this, and I'm going to say it on this platform, you know, even if I get flack for it, you know, it's time. It's really church. It's time to leave the one-man band show and my organization and mine. The kingdom is vast. There's a lot of work to be done. And you know what? When we partner together, you know, together we can do great things, you know. And so, Evangelist Sean, I just want to ask, you know, add on to you, how do you feel? What is it to you?
What have you seen?
What is it to you, you know, to go out there and just be there. What is it? Can you talk to us about that?
My heart is for this nation, you know.
Amen.
And as South Africans, it breaks my heart to see people on the streets. You know, yesterday I was working in Cape Town, and just to see the devastation of drugs on our street, you know, and it, to me, it's witchcraft. And as the church, as you spoke now, you know, we are the antidote in a community. We are the salt and the light. You know?
Amen.
And we need to step out. And I believe in the vision of the prayer walks. You know, I've seen how it impacts people. Amen. Now myself, I've been on the streets as well in addiction. I've also eaten out of bins. I know what that feels like.
Sure.
And you know, when you're in a situation like that, when someone comes to you with the light, it's something that impacts you. You can never erase it out of your memory. You know, it will stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what draws me to reach out to people in the way that Cry for Tain Prayer Walk Network is doing. And we've seen there's been resistance. You know, obviously, a religious spirit doesn't always necessarily agree with things.
Yeah,
that's
but normal.
We look past that, you know, and we pray for the reformation of the church. You know, we've got a saying that one of our leaders in our church said, Apostle Andre, he said, you've got to reform the church to reform the land. And I believe that God is busy with that.
Yeah.
You know, he's busy shaking things because there's a call to go out.
Yeah.
In Isaiah, I was reading 58 verse 11, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. You know, and we see a spiritual drought in people's lives. And strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Then it says, those from among you shall build the old waste places in our nation.
Yeah.
In South Africa. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in.
Amen.
We need to make the streets a godly place again.
Amen.
And even as you share that, the evangelist Sean, I really believe also there's a pulling and a tugging in the heart.
Yes.
Of the church people,
yes.
That God is speaking, hey, this is not it only. There's much more.
Yes.
There is something significant, and there's something much more on the inside of me than just to sit in a building with four walls, singing my praise and worship, eating my chicken, and being okay. There is more.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah. And I believe that God is raising up an army.
Yeah.
There's an army as you're ministering, as you're speaking. An army. God is busy raising up an army.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, soon to come,
more
partners is coming.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
We have to go to a song once again. It's called The Gospel is Jesus by Jessica Della Torre. Enjoy, beloved.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here, greeting you on this terrific Tuesday afternoon. Wow, wow, wow. This is jam-packed. Evangelist, every time, I don't even know what to say because I feel in my heart there is so many things that has been said here, but there's so many things also that is not being said here, that it's undone, and I don't know how God will condense this, but what I feel in my heart to say today over live stream is that, you know, it starts with prayer. It continues in prayer. And prayer is what brings the victory and the testimony. And I just, you know, in conclusion of this matter, I just want to say, and I'm saying it to myself, I'm saying it to the communities out there, I'm saying it to the body of Christ, I'm saying it to every born-again, blood-washed believer, never stop praying. Never stop standing in the gap, you know. And I'm going to give over to you guys because you guys carry that anointing. You know, and this is the thing within the church walls. We have to recognize who is the anointed because why? The level of where God took you out is the level of the anointing, you know. And I can just draw from you, you know, because as a leader myself, I don't have to do everything because God, you know, placed people around us, you know, to function in that specific giftings, callings, and capacities. Amen, hallelujah. And together, amen, we make the kingdom come.
Yes.
So I'm going to just hand it over to you. Oh, sorry.
I remember you saying, Apostle Brian, that you earn your stripes of anointing through what you've gone through and what you've overcome.
Amen.
So you've gone through that thing, but you've overcome. And that's how you earn your stripes of anointing, so you can glory speak to that very thing that you have overcome.
Amen.
So, men of God, yes, we just release you to speak to those that are alive and watching, and those that are struggling in addiction.
Mm. And maybe just
we have 4 minutes.
4 minutes or so. Mm.
You know, the Bible says here, and I'm looking at it here, then you shall call and the Lord will answer you. You shall cry and he shall say, here I am. You know, and I just want to remind that listener that if you are broken, don't despise that brokenness. Jesus is close to the brokenhearted. You know, it speaks about pouring out your heart to him.
Amen.
You know, and so often we want to plaster things. We want to turn away. Even for men, it's hard. Society says you're not allowed to cry. But I want to tell you, that's the best thing that you can do at the feet of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Evangelist Denver, we've got about 2 minutes. Maybe you want to just say something and then pray.
I just want to greet Pastor Randall Pinar as he is online, one of our great mentors and also one of the guys that started the prayer movement there, the prayer walks. Mm. You know, he just had an operation now recently. Pastor Randall, God bless you. And I see that Denzel from Worcester, we had a prayer walk in Worcester a couple of weeks ago in Avian Park. Wow.
Amen.
The Bible says after they prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken. And we saw that community. It was shaken by the power of God. Mm. I just want to encourage somebody listening today. You know, maybe, you know, the addict always says, you know what, if I can only go to a place, if I can only go to a safe space.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said in the book of John 14 that I have prepared a place for you.
Amen.
And that place is not just a place of future glory, but it's a place of a present tense reality. It's
Amen.
A present, it's a present reality. It's the presence of God that is available to you right now. And I want to tell you today, if you can lock into the presence of God, you don't necessarily have to be in a church. Mm. You know what? I encountered the Holy Spirit in my room, and I still encounter him in my room.
Mm.
You can ask my wife. There is sometimes a cloud, a mystic cloud in my room because of the amount of praying that is happening in that room.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, create a space, a time and a place of prayer for yourself. Bring your children to God before him in prayer. And you will see if you lock into that place that God will begin to release you from that temptation. Last thing I want to share, Matthew 18 verse 20 says, he says, where two or more are gathered, there is in the midst of them.
Amen.
You know, and that word gather means to bring back from illegit, from scattered places. Yeah. So, Father, I just want to pray today that those people that are caught up, they are scattered everywhere. Maybe scattered in addiction, divorce, or separation, or rebellion, or whatever. My prayer this morning is that we would gather, Father, and that we would lock into the presence of God so that we can begin to see and find direction. And the Bible says it's in his presence where there's fullness of joy.
Amen.
And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are out of time, beloved. We have to go. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You guys are a true blessing, and may your ministry flourish, and may you just change communities and nations in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Have a wonderful day, beloved. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in, beloved. God bless you, and we will see you next time. This time, the same time, salt and light. We are the salt of the earth
Amen.
And the light of the world. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.